Laureate is a company that's trying to go public right now. It used to be public, and it's really, for those of us who are involved in leveraged buyouts, as I was, and in finance, it's another casebook study. So what happened was a young bunch of promoters who their story, which doesn't ring true to me, is that many of the people involved with this thing turned down prestigious universities back in the 1980s, I think it was, to instead get involved in various ventures, and ultimately found themselves in control of something called Sylvan Learning Systems, which was a place you'd send your kids to if they're having trouble on standardized tests. That entity migrated, after it went public, into buying university campuses. I think the first one was in Spain, that weren't cutting it in the given country where they were operating. Back by the time this thing was taken private in August of 2007, Laureate, I think, was the largest chain of for-profit university systems in the world. And I think its biggest locus of operations is down in South America, but they're all over the place. I think Laureate is a gigantic Ponzi scheme. What it is they manage to convince people to lend them money or provide financing to acquire these derelict campuses. And they've been growing and growing and growing, always getting more and more debt behind them. They took this thing private in August of 2007 when the world was crazy. It was just past the point where the bubble had blown up. And they managed, hats off in a way to these promoters, they managed to play off Henry Kravis and Stevie Cohen and Goldman Sachs and Citibank Private Equity, a lot of very sharp people. They convinced them to do this deal at a fantastic entry valuation, a super crazy high price. And right after it closed in August of 2007, when no one was really in control of it, the world blew up. And they struggled with this thing, but they had all this wealth, powerful people behind it who didn't want it to fail. By 2010, they convinced Bill Clinton to be chancellor of Laureate, the highest paid guy, part-time work. The facts suggest that Clinton, and by extension his wife, with whom he's still married, made an average of $3.3 million from 2010 to 2015 for part-time work. That's a lot of money to make for full-time work, let alone part-time work. And what were they doing? What was Laureate doing? It was convincing people who, for whatever reason, couldn't get into the great state-sponsored or private schools around the world to basically take out subprime financing to participate in these various degree programs where there's scant evidence that you'll be better off for borrowing money to do all this work. So they were preying on vulnerable people around the world, and the capital behind in this deal needed to get out. I mean, typically when capital does this type of stuff, you want to get out after 2.5, 3.5 years. By 2012, the capital hadn't been able to get out, so they tried to go public, and they failed. So in January of 2013, somehow the International Finance Corporation, part of the World Bank, agreed to invest $100 million in Laureate, to have a fund that it controlled put $50 million in Laureate, and to have the Korean Investment Corporation put another $50 million in. And as a guess, that investment helped the capital reassure the ultimate providers of capital through their funds that everything was fine with Laureate. But if you look at the filing, they're trying to go public now. They filed in October of 2015 to try to go public and restructure their debt. You look at the course of this thing, the performance is a disaster. The revenues have grown, but the profits have turned into massive losses, massive cash flow losses. This thing has over $4 billion of stated debt. It has remaining net worth less than $400 million, which is a prohibitively high ratio. It's got debt in the U.S. It's got assets and operations in countries that are in turmoil, like Brazil and elsewhere. And the SEC, a lot of people, when I brought this thing up last year, would say, well, who's going to investigate it? The SEC is already looking at this, as they do with any public offering. So the SEC has a file open on this. State regulators have a file open on this. Governments have files open on this. And the biggest warning sign for somebody like me who's looked at this in the past, you look at the risk factor section for this offering, and there's an entry that says this company has a material weakness in its internal financial controls that is serious and that will not be fixed until 2017 at the earliest. That's a huge red flag. I mean, the guys running this thing have been in it since 1999. Why today should it have a material weakness on something this complicated, this international, with this much debt? There's no excuse for that. And why are the Koreans trying to sell out? They just bought it in 2013. It reeks. And again, this is based in Baltimore. A related topic is that the same law firm that is representing the company is the law firm that supposedly was independently involved clearing the Clinton Foundation filings back in November 2015. Kathy Keneally, who used to work in the Obama Justice Department, joined this firm, DLA Piper. That's the Laureate Counsel. And she made a big deal of saying, you know, we hired a firm that had no connection to the Clinton Foundation. That's not true. It had a connection through Laureate. So this is this is another textbook case in how not to do a buyout and how not to report for a charity.